This is the Hoosier Ag Today Wednesday podcast. Good morning on the 28th of May, 2025. I'm Andy Eubank, the Hat Podcast, brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online, ffbt.com, to learn more. Coming up today, C.J. Miller with the news, including a look at Indiana soybeans by international buyers. And what has agriculture's reaction been to Make America Healthy Again? Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin says the incoming weather system is falling apart, with rain chances diminishing too. And there was no strength to be found in the grain markets yesterday. We'll have settlements and Arlen Suderman market analysis on the Hat Wednesday podcast.
As a farmer, you plant millions of seeds every spring. You know that tomorrow's harvest depends on today's hard work, knowledge, and care. At First Farmers, we recognize that today's seed is tomorrow's success in both farming and finance. If you're looking for a bank that has been committed to agriculture for over 135 years and has the experience to prove it, let's talk. Learn more at ffbt.com or stop by your local branch. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
Considering a career in agriculture, Michigan State University's Institute of Agricultural Technology offers in-state tuition rates for students from Indiana and beyond. With programs like Ag Operations, Forest Technology, and Food Processing, MSU IAT prepares career-ready graduates in 2 years. Our certificate programs are designed to launch your students' future in agriculture. Take the first step at iat.msu.edu.
Soybean buyers from around the world visit Indiana, and reaction to Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr.'s MAHA Commission report. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News. Nearly 5.8 million acres of soybeans were planted and harvested last year right here in Indiana. As soybean producers put the finishing touches on this year's planting, the Indiana Soybean Alliance is focusing on expanding the number of international buyers for soybeans. And that's why they recently hosted soybean buyers from 19 different countries in central Indiana for the Soybean Oil Masters Program.
We brought clients of soybean oil from Dominican Republic, Honduras, El Salvador, and Costa Rica.
And that's Fraud Baleen Escaramon, market lead with the U.S. Soybean Export Council. He tells Hoosier Ag Today that one of the goals of the program is to help educate international soybean buyers.
All of them, they have never seen a soybean field. They have never seen the seeds. So it is very important for them to understand how the plant is harvested, its process, and all the value chain that is involved behind it. Also, they understand better all the programs that we have that are created to help them be more efficient and buy more product from the U.S.
Another part of that education is showing international buyers just how committed America's ag industry is to growing the best soybean product in the world.
They need to understand all the technology and the science that is going behind this, because nowadays you get a lot of talk about GMOs and people that do not understand the technology, so they are afraid of it. So it is important for them to understand the technology, all this research, the improvement that we do in the seeds so that we can get more yields, more production. So this is something that the U.S. has the lead from any other soy producing region in the world.
Their visit was also sponsored by the U.S. Soybean Export Council. And not only did the international soybean buyers get the chance to tour Purdue University and visit farms across the state, but they were also treated to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway last Sunday to watch the 109th running of the Indianapolis 500. Read the full story at HoosierAgToday.com. Deeply troubling and misguided. Those are just a few of the words that a number of major ag organizations are using to describe the newly released report from the Make America Healthy Again Commission, which is led by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr.
There's four sections of the report that talk about processed foods, chemicals in the environment, childhood behavior, and medication. But throughout the report, there are positive things said about farmers, but some concerning comments made about the tools farmers use.
And that's Sam Kiefer, Vice President of Public Policy for American Farm Bureau Federation. He says the report is often contradictory.
And then attempts to celebrate the farmers and the critical role that farmers play in producing safe food, not only for the U.S. and the world, which they acknowledge in the report. The report identifies farmers as critical partners, but yet despite several requests to be included in the development of the report, farmers were not invited.
And despite the report, Kiefer says that farmers are committed to improving the health outcomes of all Americans.
That's how American agriculture is as efficient, productive, and safe as it is today, because we're grounded by sound science and technological advances.
The MAHA Commission says it now plans to put together a strategy based on the findings in their report and release it later in August. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we do more than lend. We lift up our rural communities that we serve, too. From our day-to-day business of supporting farmers to our community investment efforts and scholarships for students, we help local rural communities find their next level. Visit fcma.com/community to learn more about our commitment to communities. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. The remains of a weather system that plagued the Central Plains and Western Corn Belt for a number of days, still trying to move towards us. But when I say remains, it is falling apart quite significantly. Not enough to say that we're going to be rain-free for you Wednesday, but the rain chances are not looking nearly as impressive as what we were seeing a few days ago. At this point, I'm going to say anywhere from a few hundreds to a few tenths moving through the Hoosier State, 50% coverage at best, and I'm going to skew the moisture better in northern Indiana than in the south, but I'm also not going to rule out a scattered shower anywhere through the day today. Probably dealing with more cloud cover than anything else, but a few hundreds to a few tens can pop up. Going into the overnight, we start to clear out, and your Thursday, Friday, Saturday time frame looks pretty nice. Good sunshine, warmer temperatures starting to build. Now, I will give a little heads up. There's a minor disturbance trying to drift it through the Great Lakes region overnight Friday night into Saturday morning, and it's kind of sagging southward. So don't be surprised if there is a pop-up shower or a renegade shower between midnight and 6 a.m., Friday night and early Saturday morning. It does not impact during the day Saturday, but it may give us a little bit of wetness to start. Other than that, we are sunny, warm, and dry for Saturday, for Sunday, and that goes into next week as well. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I think we are fully dry here. Next chance of scattered showers in northern Indiana overnight Wednesday night into Thursday. Don't really see those getting too far south. And then a bigger weather system tries to come through the upper Midwest for the weekend, the 6th into the 7th. But even that one seems to run out of gas as it sags southeastward. I think a drier than normal pattern is set to unfold here as we finish out May and go into June. That's a look at your forecast update. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Planting season is here, and Beacon Credit Union is proud to stand beside the farmers who make it all happen. We're here to help with flexible lines of credit, equipment financing, and real estate loans built for your operation. At Beacon, it's ag people serving ag people, committed to your success in every season. Start at beaconcu.org. Insured by ASI, not federally insured EHO lender.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Mixed grains and oil seeds, only soybeans quietly on the plus side. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Tuesday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank, and the markets are powered by Purple Wave Auction. Purple Wave makes buying and selling used ag equipment easy. For more information, visit purplewave.com. Coming up, the final numbers from Tuesday trade as we get back from the Memorial Day break. First, market analysis, which I grabbed at the end of the session from Arlen Suderman of StoneX. It does appear to be a lot about weather as we open up a shortened week of trade with Chicago wheat, sharply lower, double-digit losses, and that pulls the corn market down. So, Arlen, it appears that rain in the plains quite helpful, and that seems to be dominating the grain trade anyway.
Rain makes grain until it doesn't. I mean, that's the general thinking of the marketplace, and good rains in some dry areas of the hard red winter wheat belt to help boost the crop late in its filling period. So that's the expectation. We saw a decline in the crop ratings the previous week, the market expecting for something a little bit more positive this time around, and generally expecting a good harvest as we get going with the combines here in the weeks to come.
We will talk about soybean futures momentarily, but an interesting note in the outside markets, the crude oil market is lower, the dollar is extremely strong, and the stock market has shot upwards here on a Tuesday. It seems as though maybe for grains and oil seeds, that's a non-factor.
Yeah, pretty much a non-factor today overall. It does give a positive backdrop to the market, but that doesn't guarantee that we're going to actually rally. And I say positive, I'm talking about the stock market rallying sharply because President Trump said, just kidding, I'm not going to raise tariffs on the European Union on June 1st by 50 percentage points. Instead, he's going to hold off until July 9th, which would be the end of the regular 90-day pause in tariffs that were implemented back in April. And apparently the European Union stepped up on that 50% tariff threat and are negotiating with a better spirit of negotiation this time around. And that resulted in President Trump pulling back on his threat.
Meanwhile, soybean futures, really a lot of difficulty getting anything going, but quietly up most of the session. Why?
Well, the soybean complex continues to find support from expectations that we'll get RVO announcements from the Office of Management Budget pretty soon. Those were generally expected by Memorial Day. Well, Memorial Day has come and passed, but we do know, we learned last week, that they had been passed on to the OMB Office of Management Budget for assessment. And the last time this happened was back in 2022, and the OMB held 10 meetings over a 15-day period in order to finalize those RVO requirements. And they have 10 meetings scheduled ending on June 10th this time around. So the expectation is that we should hear something by June 10th, or if not sooner, on those RVO requirements. And then we'll focus on what are the small refinery exemptions, because those two things work together to determine whether they're good numbers or bad numbers.
Let's move over to the cattle market, which was extremely weak to start the session, has come off of the lows. What do you see there?
Well, the cattle market saw very sluggish cash sales in the Southern Plains last week, just a few moving at about $220 per hundredweight. And I think that was a disappointment to the board, particularly at these high levels. We did come off of our lows considerably, and that's a positive. Overall, this week's slaughter, because of the holidays, expected to be a record low, somewhere between 500 and 530,000 head. If we look on the cattle on feed report that came out on Friday, pretty much as expected, a pretty neutral report, but the sixth consecutive month of smaller year-on-year inventories, and especially in the South. And I think those smaller flow of cattle out of Mexico really responsible for much of that.
Market analyst Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist at StoneX. On the Hat Tuesday, farm market review, July corn unchanged at the end, 459 and a half. September loses 4 cents, 433 and three quarters. December, 446 and a half, down four and a quarter. July beans up two and a quarter, 1062 and a half, 2 cents higher. August, 1058. November up, but just a quarter of a cent, 1050 and three quarters. Quarters. And leading lower, July wheat, 528 and a half, down an even 14 cents. June live cattle, 67 cents lower, 215.12, and June lean hogs, 99.10. That was a gain of 80 cents. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.